In northern Lebanon, thousands have fled the Nahr el-Bared refugee camp. They're taking advantage of a tenuous truce reached between the Lebanese army and Fatah al-Islam militants. Those still in the camp are in dire need of basic supplies like food and water, but the fighting has made it dangerous for relief workers to enter the camp. I spoke earlier with Hoda el-Turk of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. Yesterday, she was in a convoy that traveled to the refugee camp. She described what she saw.
People were already in the street because they heard that the ceasefire had already been enforced. So they were already in the street expecting our trucks to arrive, the UN trucks, and we were providing them with food and medical supplies as emergency assistance.
And what happened yesterday when you tried to deliver those supplies?
Actually, we entered the camp probably by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, half an hour after the ceasefire started. We started the distribution of the things we had with us in 6 trucks, and then we started by 4 o'clock, we started hearing shooting, and then shelling started. Our vehicles were hit. We had to stop the distribution and come out of the camp.
Were you scared at all for your own safety?
Definitely. Definitely. But, you know, when you see that people have been have gone through all this for days, and you say, it's okay, if I risk my life for one time. They've been there for days, and they're constantly under risk.
What do they need most right now, those living still in the camps?
I mean, they're running out of everything. There's no water, no power supply, no food, no bread, no milk for children. This is what we provided them with yesterday. We also provided them with medical supplies and such things. So they lack everything. The shops are closed. Anything would be of great help for them.
There have been reports that militants with Fatah al-Islam have been holed up in these refugee camps for months now, stockpiling weapons. Who's been monitoring these camps up until now? And weren't there concerns that violence like the violence we've seen in recent days could erupt?
Yeah, actually, we're a UN humanitarian agency providing services to the refugees. We don't run the camp. We have no control over the security or the people living in the camp.
Who does have control over them?
Now, they have their own, if you want, committees inside the camp that take care of the security, and they played like the role of a municipality inside the camps. And I would say there is a security, like a security vacuum inside the camp, but this is how the situation is.
Is the Lebanese government able to go in at all and monitor what's going on there?
Actually, there is, I think, an agreement among the Arab states and with Lebanon that says that the police cannot enter into or chose not to enter into the camp. But the army is around the camp. The police is around the camp also. It's just that inside the camp, this is not their responsibility.
Hoda el-Turk of the UN's Relief and Works Agency, thank you so much.
You're most welcome.